Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. Jack Ingram with a four-letter word. Love you. Of course, coming up this weekend is Mac, Jack, and McConaughey. I mean, that's like golf tournament, fashion show, Jack and friends, Eric Church is in town. Should be large. I think we'll talk to Jack Ingram a little later on this week. I'm Eric, he's Bob, it's 8:15. Good morning.
And just an informal conversation. We're going to get to know the new head of Williamson County. That's a good way to put it. He's the county judge, as we explained. He's been appointed to fill the remaining term of former county judge Bill Gravel, who was selected by President Trump to handle some duties with the Small Business Administration and do some new and innovative things there. Anyway, big swearing-in ceremony yesterday at the historic, on San Jacinto Day, I might add, the historic Williamson County Courthouse on the square in Georgetown. We welcome to the program, Judge, you go by Steve or Stephen Snell, sir?
Either one is good. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning. Well,
I'm just going to call him Judge.
Yeah, from us, it'll always have Judge in front of it. That I promise you. Well, before being a judge as of 3:30 yesterday, you were superintendent. And this was, judge is a lot easier to say than Superintendent Snell, right?
A lot easier to type as well. But no, I was superintendent of Liberty Hill ISD for 6.5 years. Loved everything about it. Loved the people and community of Liberty Hill, and now looking forward to expanding that net of service and serving the entire county.
Well, Saturday morning, wasn't it Saturday morning? I'd been trusted with your phone number, and I called you, and you agreed to visit with us, and I appreciate that very much, obviously, but I was trying to cover a lot before I got to the baseball game, and I remember saying, man, it's been great having a conversation with you. It's too bad I didn't let you say anything other than hello.
Now you know how I feel, Judge.
Yeah. So I'm going to change.
Hey, now that I have your phone number, if I get in trouble, can I just call you direct? Can we make is that all right?
You can. I can provide some counseling, but I'm not sure I can help
okay.
get you out of trouble.
Okay, good.
Man, you tried to get him on corruption day one, man. But today being your first full day, if I'm not mistaken, don't the Williamson County Commissioners, all five of you, your other four, plus you, don't you meet on Tuesdays?
We meet on most Tuesdays for Commissioner Court and conduct the business of the county. Williamson County is blessed with four great commissioners. They work very
well. I guess you're going to say that. They picked you, so.
Yeah. Can't criticize their judgment too much if they picked me, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point. You got to like their ability to – and it was unanimous, right?
No, it was 3-1, actually.
Oh, who was the dissenter?
So Commissioner Bowles did not vote in favor, but it's okay. We're going to have a great working relationship, and like, we're going to make a great team, and we're going to work hard for Williamson County.
Oh, a good start. Yeah, it's good. That's a good answer. And, I have found Commissioner Russ Bowles to be, especially with time, very, well, you know, like his dad before him. I mean, they care a lot about what happens in that county. And there was time I didn't quite understand him, and I'd say even for what little importance there may be, he and I were a bit sideways. But, you know, once we just looked at each other and started talking, it is hand in glove. And I would suspect the same for you, for whatever that's worth. But getting four commissioners that probably all had not necessarily totally aligned interests to who they'd like to see as a judge, because I gotta bet there'd be more than one of them on there that would like to run for that office.
But, well, I'm not sure about that. So we haven't talked about anything other than getting me sworn in and getting me started on the work of the county.
But to do that, they would have to, am I wrong? To be considered, even, they would have had to resign their position as a commissioner, right?
I believe that's accurate, yes.
Yeah, sir. So they all decided, if anybody, in fact, wanted to do that, they didn't, and now they had to find somebody. Now, the only thing I know from some very interested folks in Williamson County that are taxpaying citizens, actually, I mean, they're not in politics, is that what you accomplished in Liberty Hill with that school district is to say the least, impressive. Trying to make headway in education with a public school system these days, it's at best, a 5%, you know, it's pretty high cotton, and it's a narrow field of folks.
Liberty Hill is a great place. It is a good, conservative, small town, values type of district. But they're growing rapidly. But, man, we accomplished some great things together. It wasn't just me. It was a lot of people, a lot of great administrators, a lot of great teachers and volunteers. And you know, Liberty Hill is just blessed with, it's one of the highest performing districts in Williamson County, if not the highest, and one of the most successful in athletics and fine arts and all the extracurriculars. So I loved every minute of working in Liberty Hill ISD. And we, like you said, we accomplished a lot in my 6.5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I read right and remember right, about 6.5 years. And where were you before that? What'd you do before that?
Before that, I was superintendent of Spring Hill, which is a small district inside the city of Longview, Texas. And then before that, I was 3.5 years in Hutto, Texas, land of the hippos on the east side of the county.
Ah, okay. Where are you born and raised? And tell us about your family.
Born and raised in Houston, Texas, southwest Sharpstown.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I went to Texas Tech, where I met my beautiful wife, Amy. And she grew up in a little town in West Texas, Hamlin, the Hamlin Pied Pipers. And we've been married almost 29 years.
Wow.
And we have two children. I have a daughter who is 24, and she is in year one of medical school.
Wow, and I have really?
Yeah, she is an overachiever, definitely. And then my son, he is in his third year at LSU and works for the football team. So definitely a well-rounded family and very blessed.
So talk to you on the phone. And I actually didn't look at any, when I was looking you up yesterday, didn't really look at your pictures till, and then all the TV coverage you got last night from everybody. I guess I expected you to at least look older. I mean, and I appreciate you answering that question, but I'm looking at your picture and I'm thinking, this guy's maybe 42. How old are you?
I wish. I'm 55 years old, double nickel.
Ooh. And your wife looks younger. From the swearing-in ceremony, uh-oh, by the way.
Oh. Well, she is younger. I'm not allowed to disclose her age.
not asking either.
She's just a few months younger, right?
Yeah, I know how that goes. So they suspended the courts. People went tried to sue about the grading system where a school district or even the individual schools would get a performance grade of an A, B, C, D, and that is back now. My understanding is it your district or some of your schools have gotten an A, and in comparison, now straighten me out, you're the guy that would know, but there's only like maybe three school districts in all the massive Central Texas area that ever get an A. That is part of what you have accomplished, you and the folks you also give credit to?
Well, yeah, but what we focus on in Liberty Hill is just a great education. You know, if you do the right thing every day, day after day, accountability is going to take care of itself. Obviously, as a superintendent, I'm not a fan of A through F, but I come at it from a high performing. It's just in the way. It's keeping us from doing the things we want to do. Not necessarily the rating system, but a lot of the bills associated with it.
I got to hold you there.
I know we don't have time to talk about the test and testing.
No,
today.
I know. Oh, yeah, but what a mess that has to be for you. But you're not a fan, that's interesting, of the A through F grading system. But if you're getting A's, how come? Seriously.
Well, but it's a flawed system to begin with. And, when you look at that test, you've got some really smart kids. And that test is not designed for all kids to be successful. It's a necessary part of the deal. We consider ourselves 100% accountable to our community, and we're all about accountability. But that particular test and the way they use it against schools, just not a fan.
Interesting. Appreciate your your insight, but your honesty on that. Now, at the right point could talk about later, but when it comes to education, you know, here's a governor that says, you know, we've all tried everything. We still can't get the school financing down. We're going to go this route with vouchers that, you know, could, even though they say it's not going to, clearly rob our public school system of some of the funding. Where are you on that, given your experience there?
Well, I'll say this. When you talk to educators like myself, we'll say we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
And when you hear some of our elected officials speak, they say schools have more than enough money. I think we're both right. But the problem is the unfunded mandates that bog the system down. So you get rid of a lot of those unfunded mandates, we would have enough money. If you fund the mandates, we would have enough money. But with 5.5 million students in public education, plus you have homeschool, plus you have private school, and school choice is something that every family has. And, you know, every family is going to make a choice for their child and their family that's in the best interest of that child and its educational needs. When it comes to vouchers, I think the problem is, and the fight is over money. Like, the fight's always over money, right? So my deal is I think they should dive a little deeper into what they make schools do. And maybe if they could come to some common sense with the mandates that we're forced to do, you know, we might find that there's more money to spend on kids and their education.
Texas is famous for leaving it up to, that's why we have quote eyes, you know, independent school districts. Yet, there's all these onerous things. Well, but you're going to do this and you're going to do this. Fair?
Right. So, in the way the laws work, there's not a whole lot of independence anymore in those school districts.
Uh-huh.
They pretty much are forced to do things.
And therein may be the problem.
Well, and again, nothing's ever taken away, right? It's always added on and added on and added on. So I think that's one thing, you know, that I like with the current presidential administration is they're looking to take things off.
You're taking over the judgeship of Williamson County, and thank you for all this time so far and getting to know you. At a time that, you know, the growth is, well, clearly never, it's going so fast you can't clock it with a radar gun. And, you know, bit off Samsung and all these other things without the infrastructure and been busy trying to catch up. What's your main challenge here in the next – how long remains in your term?
Primary season is in March, and then the general election's in November of 26, so not very long. Right now we're in the middle of budget season, and you know, we talked about money with schools, the same for the county. So going to dive into that county budget. There's obviously more needs than there's money for. So we are going to do the best we can to meet the needs with the resources we have, and then dive into the transportation plan of the county. That's been in motion for a while, looking at that. And then, you know, obviously two big parts of my role is emergency services, working with that incredible department, and then working with the sheriff to keep Williamson County as safe as it possibly
can. I didn't want to be accused of lobbying, but would you rank law enforcement, or, you know, as you said, public safety is the number one priority of that court for that county?
I think it has to be. I think, you know, everything we do revolves around being a safe county.
That's what your residents communicate to us. No question. Well, hey, it's great to get to know you, and don't change phone number now that I've got it, if you don't mind. And mine won't change anything we can do to spread word in Williamson County. You've obviously got a lot to do, like maybe knocking them down one at a time, maybe more than ever right now. So for you to take time to join us this morning is very impressive, as is everything you have to say. Thanks for spending time with us.
Well, I thank y'all anytime, and just know that the American dream is alive and well in Williamson County. And as the county judge, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure citizens are safe, roads work effectively, and we're open for business.
Very good. Well, you've demonstrated in the past you can do it. It's exciting. And thank you for making us part of the folks you're getting to know right now. And you've got plenty, I guess. Not that you're any stranger to Wilco, that's for sure. It's okay to say Wilco, right? Because even your county's website is wilco.com. But every time I say Wilco, it seems like we get a text back feed or something from people say, don't call it Wilco. You okay with that, right?
I'm okay with it.
I like everything so far. You, Eric?
I like him.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Post by like sign.
You got your first vote there, sir.
Thank you, Judge.
Judge Stephen Snell.
All right, y'all. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks again for the time. Good to get to know you. As we said, 8:30, more to come with Eric and Bob right here on 95.9 Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.